Waukesha is the only county in the state that hasn't completed its Supreme Court recount. So far, tabulators have counted about 65% of 125,000 ballots cast in the county. During a phone conference with Dane County Judge Richard Neese this morning, Waukesha County Corporation Counsel Thomas Farley said the process is moving slowly because officials want to make sure that the count is accurate and that observers for both candidate Joanne Kloppenburg and Justice David Prosser have an opportunity to view each ballot. Farley says another week of 10 to 12-hour workdays should be enough to finish the job well before the May 26th deadline set by the court. Reed Magny of the Government Accountability Board says that's good news.
They are working with all deliberate speed to get the job done. We are happy to hear that they believe that it will not take them quite as long as they had initially anticipated.
Officials keeping track of the recount have taken note of 526 exhibits. Those include everything from partially opened ballot bags to individual ballots that one of the two candidates have questioned. Once the recount is over, the final total and a list of complaints made by the two candidates will be sent to the Government Accountability Board. Each candidate then has 5 days to ask for a judicial review before the recount is certified. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.